America weekend.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day, when you're this way, I get a love and
welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is starring in season 4 of the hit series Celebrity Wife Swap, which can be seen Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It is a pleasure to say hello to Tracy Lords. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It is really a pleasure to have you on. Now, Celebrity Wife Swap, you and Jackie Harry. Now, is it Jackie or Jack Hay? I forget.
Oh, it's Jack Hay.
Jack Hay. You gotta make sure you don't get that wrong. All right. You guys,
Jack Hay.
That's right.
You swap lifestyles for a week. She moves in with your husband, Jeff, and your son, Gunnar, and you move in with her ex-husband, Elgin. Tell us a little about the show.
Well, you know, we had to be very brave to do this, and it was definitely a kick. It's an ABC family show, so I think the most salacious thing about it is, frankly, the title. Everybody goes, ooh, wife swap. But it was really interesting to swap lives with someone that Jack A. and Elgin have a 21-year-old son, and we have a 7-year-old son, so mm-hmm. we're at very, very different places in our life. They're really into going out and partying and just cocktail hour and friends and theater and all of those things, and my husband gets up at 4 in the morning. He does industrial iron for hospitals and buildings, so usually he's asleep by 9 at night.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, and so our son is 7 years old, and we have an organic garden out back, and it's about soccer practice and life, and, you know, then if I'm doing a film, things get really, really crazy if I'm due on set in the morning, so we just have much different lifestyles, so it was really... It was pretty intense. It was pretty funny.
Like you just said, you know, you and Jeff, you're real traditional. You run the house, the cooking and the cleaning, right? It's interesting for me to read this, that you don't have a TV. Elgin likes to go out, like you just said, staying out late. So how different was that for you? Like, how did you handle that?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think they really exaggerated that. We do have a television. We have, like, a media room in our house.
Okay.
But my son, you know, he watches specific, like, TiVo things, and he does do a little bit. He's really into, like, Skylanders, which is a certain game Santa brought him. Before then, he hadn't seen any of that. But, I mean, our parenting style and what we just really believe that we don't use the TV as a babysitter. That's just not what we do.
Right.
We've never done that. You know, Jeff and I, we've been married for 13 years this past February. And, I mean, so what better anniversary present to give yourself than just go ahead and swap spouses, right?
Go away, honey.
So, yeah, right. No, but we have a really fantastic relationship, and it was, we waited. I mean, I had Gunnar when I was 38, so it's not like I was really, I had already had, like, my late nights and my mm-hmm. my happy hours, and I already did all of that. So, I mean, parenting is just, we have an incredible son, and we really enjoy being with him, but we don't want to park him and leave him or let him raise himself
gotcha.
Like we were. So
right.
That's always been our parenting style and our goal, just to really participate and be great parents.
When you do a show like this, it's interesting for the cast members, namely you and Jack Hay, but you wonder how the families react as well and what their reaction was. I'm thinking about when Jack Hay goes home and she says to Elgin, you know what, I'm going to do Celebrity Wife Swap, and I'm leaving you for a week, and he's sitting there thinking, all right, and she goes, Tracy Lords is going to be moving in for a week, and he's thinking, you know what, I just hit the lottery. How did Jeff respond to the fact that you were going to be leaving for a week and Jack Hay was going to come in and take your place? What was his reaction?
Well, the thing is that you don't know who it's going to be.
Oh,
I didn't know. That's
so
a twist.
That's the whole thing.
Wow.
That you pack your bags. You don't know what situation you're going to put in, so you don't know if you need a ball gown or you need your gym clothes. You don't know what it is.
Okay.
But you get sent off, and it makes you crazy. You try for the lead up to figure out who could it possibly be, and you try to find all the hints. But they guard it fiercely. You have mm-hmm. no clue, and then you go into the house, and there's no one there. The celebrity always finds the house empty,
yeah.
and they follow you through the house, and you have to figure out where you are. So it's sort of like being a sleuth, which was interesting. I have to say, this completely unnerved my husband, who is one of the most down to earth guys. He's, you know, he's just, it freaked him out. But, you know, and it took a little bit of talking into to get him to participate.
I can imagine.
Yeah, no kidding.
I really felt like it was going to be a snapshot of my family at this point in time. And I think that people have such perceptions over celebrities, who they think they are and everything. And I realize that nobody would believe how I am with my family or as a mom. And seeing it really is believing. I'm completely the opposite of perhaps what they would think. Maybe I would be the glamorous one or the sex pot or the whatever.
Right.
She's actually that. And she's like 12 years older. So it's just, she still kind of has that persona and works that. I'm completely the opposite. I'm more the domestic diva. And I still can walk a red carpet and all of that. But my goal and my focus in my life is completely different. So I think that that was the contrast that ABC was really, you know, that attracted them to this pairing. And, you know, they don't live together, so that was interesting. She spends some time there, but they're divorced. They still date, but they're divorced. And they have a 21-year-old son. So for me, that was like, what?
Exactly.
So what does this mean?
So what's the most surprising thing about doing the show? Like, do you realize things about yourself when you're living with someone else's husband that you didn't know prior to this situation?
Well, you know, I think that with Elgin, with this mix, it surprised me how much time he spent grooming himself. I'm really used to like no maintenance with my husband. He like barely looks in the mirror, so it's always me saying, "Honey, you really need to change that shirt because there's, you know, whatever snack you had at lunch is down the front of it." So he's a big time Hollywood hairdresser, and you know, owns this salon. And the fact that, you know, they are an African American couple. So there's a really big thing about hair, and you know, as a Caucasian woman, that was so foreign to me. I mean, I had this conversation with him. I said, "Wow, it's what is it about hair?" And he explained to me, I mean, just very technically about the cuticle and how it all works and why African American people are so into their hair.
Wow.
And why it's such a status thing and how it's important and all this. And to me, it's just like, oh, give me a ponytail and whatever,
right.
You know, and a baseball cap.
You've been on so many big television shows over the years. Melrose Place, Roseanne, you were even on MacGyver. We're going through the TV shows. You've had quite a career. I mean, those are some pretty big TV shows to be on.
Yeah, really a fun trip. I mean, I got to go everywhere from being on Roseanne. I was on Roseanne and I was on Melrose Place at the same time. So we were shooting nights on Melrose Place and I was shooting days, two shows a day. They would do an early show and then live audience and during the day. And, you know, fortunately, I was 22 or something, or 23. So you have that kind of energy when you're 22 and 23.
Sure.
I think now it would kill me. But then I just kept pinching myself because it's absolutely what I wanted to do, and it was just difficult to be in that position. So I was really fortunate that things, you know, they lined up for me at that moment in time in a really great way.
And something else very cool that I read here, you do voices for video games like Layla in Hitman Revolution. That, for me, the nerd in me, is like screaming, so awesome that you do stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I love doing that. I started doing actually a lot of like voiceover and animation when I was pregnant because I thought, okay, well, how many roles are there for pregnant women in Hollywood? And I was bored and I really wanted to work and I wanted to do stuff. So I started, you know, just really honing the cartoon voices. And I'd always done them, but it was something that I really am passionate about now. So I do a lot of that stuff.
It's really cool. Once again, Tracy can be seen in the all-new Season 4 of Celebrity Wife Swap, airing Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Tracy Lords, this has been so much fun having you on. Thanks again for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great day. That was one of the more interesting interviews I think we've done. Now, we had so many questions here that we didn't get to.
We didn't get to most of them.
And I was going to bring this up to her. The most interesting thing is when we do an interview with anybody here, the network sends us press notes. And usually it's a page and a half.
Sure.
Things we need to know to help us through the interview.
Right. In case you're not familiar, you get like a run through.
But then again, who doesn't know about Tracy Lords?
Exactly.
But that's another question for another day.
Exactly.
So when it comes time for Tracy Lords, we get this giant encyclopedia here of all this information, and we even found out that she has a feisty betta fish named Goldie.
Oh, Goldie.
And if only we had the chance to ask her about Goldie, but I guess it was not meant to be.
No, it wasn't meant to be. For another day, perhaps.
See that? All right. Never thought we'd have Tracy Lords on the program. We can cross that one off the old bucket list. Stay with us. Coming up next, are you sick of emojis? I am.
Those dopey little symbols and faces and signs that are now communicating our innermost thoughts to everyone we know. Do you know there is a list of requested new emojis? Yes, people want new and more emojis because we don't have enough already, and we'll have the list and you'll be a little surprised as to what it is you'll be saying with a symbol from now on. And then Christina will be back and we will have some of the more interesting baby names that have made the list of the top, 1,000. Let's just say, in a quick preview, people are naming their kids after actors on Friends, characters in movies, brands of cars, crazy symbols and things that you see when you're text messaging someone. These are names? These are not names. What do you hear some of these? And these are names that when you give them to your child, you will guarantee that they will be made fun of in school every single day. We'll have the story. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. After he got married, Brad decided to change his last name to his bride's. He always hated his own last name, and he loves his wife's, so why not? But government agencies and businesses, like banks, thought Brad was crazy. Is this legal? Can it even be done? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
For a woman to take her husband's name, a marriage certificate is all she needs. What Brad wants to do is perfectly legal, but depending on the state, Brad might need to fill out forms and file them with the county clerk's office. He might also need to run a classified ad stating his new name. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what's the salesman's number one trick? And it's the one that will get you every time. Here's the social science of it. It's called narcissistic twinship, and it's a way that they get you, the potential buyer, to think that you both have a lot in common. They'll ask about your family, and then they'll tell you about theirs. Agreement. They'll ask you about your favorite sports team. More agreement. Once agreement is established, we have so much in common. And friends don't cheat other friends. It's now easier to sign on the dotted line.
If you buy it, hot women will have sex in your backyard.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's the product you're buying and not the salesperson's friendship. Keep the focus on the product and avoid being sucked in by false regard. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.